This is Morning Edition. This is the season when many college students are preparing to study abroad for the summer. The numbers show the percentage of African American students taking advantage of such educational trips remains low. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonie Dange reports North Carolina Central University in Durham is working to change that.
The students walked in one at a time with a birth certificate, photo, and other documents needed to get their first passport.
Hi, my name is Tiana McBride. I'm a freshman here at Central. My major is kinesiology with a concentration in sports medicine.
McBride is one of 125 students at NCCU who will soon receive a free passport in the mail. She signed up for the university's first ever passport caravan, designed to encourage students of color to study abroad.
I'm not afraid to travel, but I hate flying.
McBride flew for the first time this month during spring break to Florida. The Institute for International Education says in the 2016-17 school year, about 6% of African American college students studied abroad. But the number of students attending historically black institutions who left the country is far less, only 3.4%. Olivia Metzger-Jones is Assistant Director of the Office of International Affairs at North Carolina Central.
I have seen waves of students going on study abroad or going abroad, and I have realized that the first stumbling block is fear, and then when they overcome that, the second one is that they don't have a passport.
Jones says the ability to pay for travel abroad and lodging is also a major obstacle. NCCU partnered with CIEE, the Council on International Educational Exchange, to help encourage and entice students to get passports. CIEE's Alyssa Jackson says travel is powerful and helps break down stereotypes.
But once you realize that we can have funding, we can have our passports, and we can go out and do the same things, travel is not just a white-only thing or something that rich people do. It's something that we can all do.
CIEE is committed to giving out 10,000 free passports over a five-year period, which wraps up next year. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.